one sinister. Beware, I live. Run, run, run. Beware, coward. Run, coward. I hunger.
Hey, this is Jason, creative genius and hand model extraordinaire, and you're listening to Rich Masotti on Thursday the 12th. It could be on another date, but he said to say Thursday the 12th.
Hi, I'm Sophia. Flip, flying, flop, and trip my chop. You're listening to Thursday the 12th with R2M.
All right. Thank you.
Perfect.
Ironically, I did notice that it was playing at a small theater a couple of blocks from Frank's house in Queens when we were working right over at one of his neighbor's house. It was either Thursday or Friday. Yeah. And I was like, holy shit. And I was like, oh, I should go see it there. Yeah. It just goes to show I haven't been checking the Alamo shitter lately. Anyway, yeah, what are the times? Did you already get tickets? What's happening right now? I'm so fucking behind. Yeah, would you believe I just checked the Alamo shitter? I'm even considering watching it twice today. That front row shit for the 3-hour film is not going to be comfortable. That's the only drawback. Or you're probably thinking the same thing. If there were seats available further back for the 4 o'clock show, I'd go watch it back-to-back today. But hell yeah, we're going to go see it today. Is it not playing tomorrow? I didn't even look. Or are you busy tomorrow? Because I'll go see it tomorrow and Tuesday, too. Whatever you want to do, Luce. All right, wait, well, hold on now. You think you're okay with that front row shit? It's a 3-hour movie, Malk, and our necks are going to be hurting. Whatever. It's up to you. I want to fucking take Thursday off and go to that fucking noon one on Thursday, because it's in the tiny theater. And I can't believe there's like fucking 12 tickets that have been sold for this fucking thing so far and all these future shows, but I guess, have been watching the sales on these maps? Have they been like the type of films, like the one later tonight is like practically empty, but it'll be almost full by the time we get there? Is that how these things have been going down? I would have imagined these shits would have been, well, whatever. People don't know what the fuck's good anymore, apparently. Whatever. All right, yeah, let me know what's going on, and let me know what the fuck I'm doing on occasion, all right? But hell yeah. Oh, but yeah, we're going to do that 4 o'clock one I was going to say. Oh, well, obviously you'll have to get them on your shitter. And we'll do it that way. And then we can even, whatever. Whatever, yeah. All right, good. Sounds good. All right. Oh, there's a definite mite. About it, I don't think this whole... But, I had completely forgotten that I invited one of them over here. One of we'll see what happens. Hopefully she's got it. Okay. So I'll be able to make it. But I'll keep you posted. I'll keep you posted.
All right, I'm on Central, right by Underhill. So I'm a few minutes away. Where did you guys park, Dexter?
Enjoy the show.
Gotta give me some time. Here we are, folks. Oh, what is it?
You said 10 minutes. You did.
Oh, bang. Your light's going dim.
I'm going over to
the other. Hey, Thursday, the 12th. I don't know if they can hear me. Hey, Thursday, the 12th. We. Horty is so awesome. He always checks it out. We are at an undisclosed movie theater. Take a guess. To see a special limited presentation of the very new, very latest, long awaited Al Pacino film. Netflix produced, Scorsese directed, co-starring a couple other guys you've heard of, Mr. De Niro and friends.
The company gets more productivity.
Oh, man. We are in Yonkers at the Draft House to see The Irishman. Lord, how you feeling?
It's almost indescribable. I feel anxious. I feel comfortable. I'm looking forward to this. This is going to be look, it's got incredible reviews. The talent involved behind and in front of the lens is just ridiculous. And the roster is nice. And when you scratch a little deeper on the surface of that roster and you dig into the list of those who took place and whatnot, you just might find, well, you won't find, but you should find, and you will find some. Yes, I'm sure some people get billed, and everyone gets billed. Now, there should be a nice quick little cameo of someone we all love and adore around town. That's all I'm going
to
say.
Thank you. We need to say hello to Mike Rizzo. You say hello to Mike Rizzo and Marty and Porty. Thanks for joining us. That was a wonderful introduction, Large.
Thank you.
I think I posted online somewhere that this is a movie starring Al Pacino, Robert De Niro, Joe Pesci, Dean Chiarella, and Rich Masotti. Not to mention Sebastian Maniscalco and friends. So anyway, we're very excited to be here to see The Irishman. A couple of years in the making, certainly 2 years since I was on the shoot. And we have, of course, with us the lovely 2 years ago on that shoot. 2 years ago, in a few days, it'll be 2 years.
I remember.
I don't know how that happened.
That was
you're on the set one day, and then next thing you know, 2 years later, it hits theaters. It'll be on Netflix by the end of the month. The lovely Miss Elizabeth is with us. All right, so you all know where we are, and you know what we're here to see, and I hope you can hear us, because there's a lot of noise in the background.
Why don't we go get them and straighten this thing out?
We probably will check in and out. We're going to let you know how the service is here tonight. Because it wasn't very good last time. Check out episode 30...
12.
Check out episode 30... Is it 32, babe?
It might be. It would be fine.
Check out the Remember the Alamo episode of Thursday the 12th for just a taste of what you might get when you come to this fantastic theater. And it is a fantastic theater. But sometimes you might wait all night for your food and drink.
Sometimes you might not. Sometimes you might be asked to leave early. I'll tell you in a minute what number that is, and that was none other than
32. Remember the Lalaman.
I never doubt this.
Who are you doing? No, I should never doubt you. All right, it's a 3.5 hour movie. Oh, Frank Moniker. Frank Moniker, we're at the Alamo. Come meet us over at the Alamo on Central Avenue. We're here to see Al Pacino and the Irishman.
And our cousin.
I'm sorry, Al Pacino and me. Thank you.
Hi, Frank. On the screen. On the screen, not only in the seat.
Uncle Frank.
But on the screen. Right?
Yeah. Oh, Marianne checked in. Marianne.
Wait, should I get...
Marianne, you told me to send you a link to the podcast, and you never told me if it worked. Yes, thank you.
Dr. Pepper?
Yes.
Oh, boy, I tell you. Our order taker was a lot more polite than the runner who just dropped our drinks.
This was incomplete. This is only 2/3 of the order.
Oh, Frank, get over here. Put your drink down. Merst, Mike Ciano, checking in from California.
Bless him. Merst.
Say hello to Mike Ciano.
Merst, come by and say hello once in a while. Come visit.
Yeah,
you
right.
You should visit for Christmas and the holidays.
Have you seen the stuff Mike Ciano posts to Facebook lately?
I see everything.
Yeah, no, he's not. Yeah.
I see enough.
Yeah.
I see enough.
Popcorn and licorice.
Yes.
Which link did you try? Did you try the Spotify? No, I'm sorry. Did you try Google or Spotify? Oh, Mike Ciano says large.
That's right, Mike.
Beagle.
I was trying to find the sticker.
Rubber lip.
We got our own lighting here. A nice white Blanco lounge chair.
I had it down so good that I went to paradise.
This is paradise.
This is,
all right. So, Mike, we're here to see... Mike, we're here to see The Irishman. I know that Kitty Robertson saw it earlier in the weekend. She said it was amazing.
Good.
Marianne couldn't get the Spotify or the Google to work.
I'm going to have to come back in tomorrow and see this again.
We're going
to
come back and see it again.
Because this is late. I've got to work tomorrow. I'm afraid I'm going to take a nap in a minute.
Andy, welcome. We're at the Alamo Draft House on Central Avenue in Yonkers to see The Irishman.
That's right.
Thank you, Andy. Marianne. You better go see it. It's only in theaters for a few days, Merst, and then it hits Netflix at the end of the month.
So you can always see it on Netflix. But the theater's better.
Yeah. Hi, Kathy. Happy...
better chance of seeing you.
Happy anniversary. Seeing what?
Seeing you on the screen, on the biggest screen.
Yeah, right.
On the television at home.
All right. What do we got? So we ordered our bottomless drink and popcorn.
And goodbye.
And sometime next week. Good luck with that, Mike.
Nice.
It's only running here through Thursday.
She doesn't listen to me. Maybe she didn't want us for a while. Take a vacation. Make it any clearer.
I'd like them to bring this here for a day or two.
What is it?
It's Casino.
Oh, no thanks.
You didn't like this? This was decent.
Yeah, it was all right.
You ever read about the real guys, though?
No.
It's a good story.
I'm not a... This movie was all right. But I'm not a big fan
of what, true story?
I'm not a big fan of this. I liked this. But I don't know Goodfellas very well. And I don't even regret it.
That's regrettable.
I don't even regret it.
That's regrettable then.
They're both
good films.
Tommy and his wife. Were you with us for Freddy vs. Jason? Ciano, Tommy.
Probably, no.
Was that Freddy versus Jason, Mike? Yes, it was. They're not.
Popcorn?
Thank you. They're not with us right now, Mike. They're out locked in my car.
All right, so no corn or drink for me.
And always keep your mouth shut.
As far back as I remember,
I
always.
I don't know.
I'm sure.
The service is off to a good start here tonight, folks.
It smells like it has chips. It's gonna be yours.
I did ask for one on the side, right? Hold on to that for a minute, babe.
Just think we're off to a bad start already.
That's right.
It couldn't be more accurate.
So we ordered 3 drinks and 2 popcorns.
How much longer before?
So far, we've got 2 drinks and 1 popcorn.
That may or may not be correct.
All ordered on the same ticket.
Right, yes. Yes. Correct.
Hold on. What is this, Large? Hold them hostage with the... Oh, that's... Okay, yes. Hold them hostage with the purse. I thought you were giving me a line from the movie, Mike. Oh, wait, let's get that. Frank Moniker! The only thing missing is his glass.
It was a glorious time.
I love it. In a world that's powered by violence. Do you remember the aroma and the element at the end of the night, Mike?
The best part about that is I have no clue how that ended up as a sticker in my, Snapchat or...
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no one behind us yet, Mike.
Fortunately.
Yeah, she has no idea how it happened. What drink is that?
I don't. I think it's like yours.
That's
not iced tea.
It's
not iced tea. I know that.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, the lights are going out. New Thursday the 12th podcast gear available.
How to get what you need. Step 1, write your order on the cards provided at your seat. Step 2, place card upright in the railing for your server to see. Step 3, raise a new card for anything else you need. Enjoy the show. It's alive! Alamo Season Pass.
All right, I don't want to get in trouble. We'll be back.
Unlimited movies at the Alamo Draft House.
Reserve your tickets in advance. I believe.
This is... Thank you, Guy, for pointing that out. You want to tell them that?
No, I'm just saying this is the first time that I can recall ever sitting in a paid seat in a movie theater about to view a film that my cousin is in.
The band is together.
This is the first time I'm sitting in a movie theater to view with a paid ticket to view a film I worked on. And the star of that film is Al Pacino. God is good. Peace for now. We'll be back.
First and foremost, I couldn't be more serious, Luke. This is like getting an at-bat at Yankee Stadium in the World Series, you know? Even if you just saw one fucking pitch and popped out or whatever, you know what I mean? This is up there. It's like Lefty said, this is like meeting Mickey Mantle or whatever, you know what I mean? Yes. And it was a phenomenal job that you did, even though we only saw you there for a second. No, but yeah, I agree with you. Awesome fucking movie. Great job all around. Same feeling. Sad it's over. Can't wait to see it again. And all that good chips. This movie kind of leaves me with a feeling of seeing a show on the End of the Road tour with Kiss. Kind of, you know? Because I doubt we're going to get, you know, any kind of ensemble of a cast in another movie, you know what I mean? Not with these three or four guys all together on the same project. But anyway, yeah. As far as Chime goes, yeah, Chime texted me sometime overnight. I woke up and was on the phone. If I wanted to go see it tomorrow. And asking me if I had seen it last night. With, oh, what the hell is this? Hold on. Sorry about that, Charlie. So asked me if I wanted to see it Tuesday and if I went and saw it last night with you guys. He had asked me yesterday during the day if I was going to go with you guys last night, and like at that point I was in the I don't think so, probably not, I've got company, yada yada yada. So I figured maybe there was in between, maybe you shot him another text saying that you had planned on seeing it one day this week again, possibly Tuesday. So that's why I figured I would respond with him saying that was our plan to see it another night this week, possibly Tuesday, and whatever. I personally, if I get done today early enough and can get to Central Avenue before 4, I want to catch the 4 o'clock. Only because I don't want to fucking be up until 1 o'clock in the morning again tonight. I was tired this morning getting up. But Tuesday, or any other day that you can make it, I'll go see the 8:45. Again, I doubt I'll be able to get Thursday off for the noon show, but whatever. We'll see. But yes, great job. Of everything, of all of them, on and off stage, on and off screen, I couldn't be more proud than I was at that fucking moment. At least until the next time, you know what I mean? All right, Luce. I'll be in touch, and we'll figure some chips out later.
Just walked in the door, music. I'm going to run upstairs, take a chip, and probably head back out the door. But now I'm contemplating on waiting to see if you can make the later one tonight. And if I should wait for you. Because I'm saying to myself, well, even if you can't make it tonight, we're going to go tomorrow either way. But I'd like to go tonight and tomorrow. But I'd like to go today / tonight, whatever, with you more so than without you. But whatever. I don't know. But yeah, let me get in here and take my chatter. So, yeah, I'll get right back to you. All right, I've taken my chip. Prepared myself a little something. And I am officially in contemplation mode. Help me out, counselor. What do you think? Should I hit the bricks now, or hold on until later to see if maybe you can make it with me? I mean, like I said earlier, either way, we're there tomorrow. I'm just up in the air with what exactly I'm going to do right about now. I don't know. What do you think? I'm telling you, music. I'm, as Lefty would say, I'm going on the record with you, this one. Nothing but right.
I love you, dude. I love you, bro Montana. I love you, Holmes. I love you, Broseph Goebbels. I love you, Machacha. I love you, Tico Brohe.
Okay.
No matter what.